You're listening to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast, episode number 78.
Welcome to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. Business advice so easy, you'll feel like you're cheating. And now your host, Amy Porterfield.
Hey there, Amy Porterfield here, and welcome to another episode of the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. I am delighted that you are here. So glad you tuned in today because we have an extra special show. I call it an extra special show because it is my favorite thing to do a mini training on my podcast. I've been doing a lot of interviews lately. I love getting back to the mini trainings where it's just you and me. I've done my research, I've got my notes in front of me, and I'm going to teach you something new today that you can apply to your next promotion. Today's focus is all about adding an upsell to your next promo. So as you know, I like to create trainings around strategies that have actually worked for me, or I like to talk about areas where I've struggled or I've seen some obstacles and I've since figured out how to move past those obstacles so I can actually teach you how not to have those same problems I've had in my business. So today we are actually going to focus on something that's worked really well. And my hope is that you can learn from this and make it your own. Now, before we dive into everything I have to share with you about upsells, a quick word from our sponsor. Before we dive in, I want to thank our sponsor today, 99 Designs. Now, I'm such a huge fan of this company because they can take care of all your graphic needs. We're talking logos, social media cover images, website graphics, and so much more. So visit 99designs.com/Amy and get a $99 upgrade for free. So let's jump back to our podcast. All right, now getting back to the topic of the day, let's talk upsells. As you know, every episode I do, I offer a freebie. And sometimes I get really giddy about the freebie when it's extra, extra good. And today I feel like we've got an extra, extra good freebie. What I'm going to show you in the freebie is the actual upsell page we used during my recent launch of my course Webinars That Convert. So I just got done with a big promotion. We did a really special upsell that I'm going to tell you about today, what worked, how we did it, how you can do it too. But I want to show you what that upsell looked like. And I can't do that on a podcast. So in order to see what it looked like, I want you to get the download for today's episode. So you go to amyporterfield.com/78download. So amyporterfield.com/78download. And you can see my upsell webpage to get a really good idea in terms of how I set it up. Now, if you would rather text me to get the freebie, you can text the phrase 78 download to the number 33444, and we will send it instantly. Okay, so let's do this. I want to make sure that we're all on the same page when I talk about upsells, like the definition of an upsell. So for today's training, the type of upsell I'm referring to is this. Someone buys a program or a product from you online. They fill in all their credit card details and they finish their transaction completely. They are officially now a member of your program. Now, before you take them to the purchase thank you page, that's when you can offer an upsell. Now, in that case, I'm giving my new member one more opportunity to buy from me. Now, in that situation, that's how we're talking about upsells today. There are three things that are extremely important to consider when you are creating your own upsell strategy. The first thing is, what is the best upsell you can offer as it relates to the program you just sold? So we're gonna get into that. The second thing is, how do you price your upsell? We're gonna talk about that. And the third thing is the flow of the upsell process. Surprisingly, it's just not one offer, or at least that's not how I created it with my recent launch. And so I'm going to show you how I created it because there's a certain flow that is really important to the overall strategy. Now, to bring this all to life for you, I want to give you a snapshot of my most recent upsell experience. I will say, one little caveat, I am not an expert in upsells. This is the first time I've done an upsell, and I've been in business for a while. I want to encourage you to do it way sooner if you're just getting things up and running in your own business. I wish I had done this a long time ago. So I'm not an expert. I'm just telling you what worked for me, and I learned some things along the way that you can take into your own experience of creating upsells. So as I mentioned earlier, I recently launched my new course, Webinars That Convert. Now, I created an upsell for the program. The program is $9.97, and you can pay that in a one-time payment, or you can buy Webinars That Convert in a 12-payment plan. So you can spread it out throughout the entire year, pay $97 a month, or $9.97 one time. Now, I created an upsell that was a pack of 5 slide deck templates. Now remember, I'm creating a course all about webinars. One of the biggest elements of creating a successful webinar is to have a really solid slide deck for your presentation. So what I did, again, is I created 5 slide deck templates, all beautifully designed by my personal designer, Jessica. Now, the templates came in both PowerPoint and Keynote because I know people use both. So I gave both to each person that purchased. And I'll tell you later in this training why I chose that as my specific upsell. There was a very specific reason and how it tied back into the program, even more so than what I just hinted to right there. So we'll get into why I chose the slide decks, but that's exactly what it was. Now, here's what you need to know, or some stats that might help you understand it. The slide deck template was $297. So in order to get the upsell, it was $297. But I created some different phases of that to help people that had a tighter budget. So we welcomed over 1,000 new members into Webinars That Convert in a little less than 2 weeks. Pretty awesome, right? I couldn't be more proud of these members of the program. They are huge action takers. They're already getting results. They're diving in. It's a really cool thing to witness them jump into this program. So 1,000 new members, a little bit more than 1,000. Over 58% of those who purchased my brand new program also took the upsell. So we generated an extra $170,000 just from upsells. Insane, right? Now, part of that is because the upsell totally complemented the program. I can't wait to talk to you about that, but we'll get there in a second. I just want to give you some stats to set the stage in terms of how this worked inside my own business. Now, the upsell was actually a 3-part upsell. Here's how it looked. So after the initial purchase, I offered the template pack for $297. If my new member declined that offer, there's just a link saying, no thanks, I'll pass. I offered to break that $297 into a 2-payment plan. So to help them out a little bit, same price, same 5-deck template pack. I just broke it up into a 2-pay. If they declined that offer, then I offered a light version of the template pack. So instead of getting all 5 of them, I offered just 2 of them, and I chose the 2. So, okay, if you really want the template pack, but you can't afford all 5 of them, because remember, they get all 5 to use forever. And these template packs were really cool. You could change the font, the color. They were full of different slides inside each template pack. So it was pretty power packed. But if that was just too expensive for them, then I offered a light version where they got 2 of the templates that I chose. Now I offered that for $97. So not as good as getting all 5, but if you really wanted them, at least you could get 2. So as you can see, it was a 3-part process with the upsell. So based on the 3 offers, this is what it looked like for my launch. I'm not saying this is typical. I know these aren't averages. I'm just giving you a glimpse inside my own launch. 37% of people took us up on that first offer, all 5 slide decks for $297. 13% took the 2-pay for all 5 slide decks. There was no discount. We just broke it up into a 2-pay offer. And then 23% took the light offer for the $97 for just 2 of the packs. Now remember, if someone bought the 5 decks at full price, they would never see the 2-pay offer or the light version. You wouldn't see the light version unless you decline the first 2 offers. So that's how it works in terms of the programming we set up. Based on their behavior, did they take us up on the offer or not? They would see the next page or not. So that's how it worked. Those are the results that I got. basically, I kind of compared it to some other people that I really trust and who have gotten great results with their upsells. And they did say those numbers are really high. That's unusual. So I don't want you to go out of the gate and create your own upsells and expect those kind of numbers. In some ways, I just got really lucky because the upsell was so dang good and it complemented the program so perfectly. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But I do think that there's this opportunity for all of us to create some awesome upsells that not only boost your revenue in your next promo, but also offer an enhancement to your audience to help them get results faster. So let's talk about that. Remember, I said there's three things we want to talk about: what the upsell offer actually is, how much you price it for, and the flow of that upsell. So first, choosing an upsell for your program. Here's the secret. You want to choose something that complements the product they just bought. So the question you want to ask is, how can you help them go through the program faster or easier or streamline the process or support them at a level that they wouldn't normally get inside your program? Those are the things that you want to think about when you're deciding on an upsell. If you can remove an obstacle or some kind of hurdle, and let me back up, if you can remove an obvious obstacle that they're seeing, so they're already aware of it, you're on the right track. So let's look at my example. I offered 5 slide deck templates, both in PowerPoint and Keynote, to my audience after they purchased a webinar program. Now let's talk about why I offered that. Inside my program, if you took the upsell or if you did not take the upsell, all members will receive training on how to create a slide deck. There's one lesson inside my training called the 21 magical slides that you should always include when you do a webinar presentation. So that's inside the program. So I for sure teach them what they need to know in terms of what to put on your slides to create the presentation. I also teach them do's and don'ts: not too much text, not too many bullets, use imagery, make sure you choose a font that's easy to read. All of that is already in the program. And if I didn't include that already in the program, I'd be missing a really big lesson that they need to learn. So when you're thinking about an upsell, make sure you're not creating something that they must know in order to get success. Meaning your upsell cannot be the ultimate success factor so that those who don't get it are totally missing out inside your program. So that's not fair. You've promised results in your program. You've got to give them the trainings that they need in order to get the results. So your upsell is something that will help them go through your program faster or easier, or totally enhance the experience at a level that they wouldn't normally get unless they had that little extra support from you. So let's talk about the slide deck. In each slide deck I created, one, I didn't create it, my designer did, but I worked with her really closely in terms of the types of templates I wanted to see inside each slide deck. So I made sure that out of all 5 slide decks, each of them had a title slide, because I think the title slide is really important on a webinar. And each of them had different templates for images and bullets and bold statements. I talk about that in the program, how you want to have some slide decks that have bold statements or slide decks, or I should say templates. So that's like a template would be the one slide. You want to make sure you have one slide that encourages engagement from your audience. So those are the types of slides I created inside the decks. And so they had all these options in there. And I call my final slide on a webinar my secret sauce. There's a certain way I set up the final slide you see on a webinar you do with me. There's a timer in it. There's testimonials. There's a really prominent URL where people need to go. There's just a way I do my final slide. Well, each deck, all 5 decks, had that final slide. They were each different in color, in font, in just general layout. So if you didn't want to change anything, you could go in there and make it your own, put all your information in there, and you were golden. So as you can see, they were really, really valuable. Now, can you get results inside my program without that upsell? Of course. You could have a designer create something spectacular for you. You can take the guidelines I teach you inside the program and communicate that to somebody and say, create a slide deck for me with these elements that I just learned. So you can do it yourself, But we all know it's a pain in the butt sometimes to communicate what you want to a designer if you're kind of new at that strategy you're working on. Also, it can be really pricey. You can definitely pay more than $300 if you're working with a designer that's really good. And I love it because I got to work with my designer that I use for all of my promotions, and she's amazing. And here's another element that worked really well. I showed my slide deck during my webinar for this course, right? I promoted this course with a webinar. They saw my slide deck. So if they liked my style, they really liked the flow of my slides, I could say, okay, on the webinar, I told them, you're going to see one more opportunity, and it's going to be to get slide decks very similar to the one you're seeing here. I mean, right? It was just a win-win situation. So those are some of the elements I want you to think about when you're creating your own upsell. You want to make it easier for them, more seamless, more streamlined, optimize or enhance their experience, or just help them get the results more quickly. That's what you want your upsell to be about. Now, here's what not to do when creating an upsell. Don't offer more material that they need to go through. So a good upsell is not just another one of your programs. That's more like a bonus you can offer in your program. So you know how when we create online training programs, most of us like to offer bonuses? Offering entry into one of your other programs, that could be a really good bonus. And I'm going to talk about bonuses and how to use bonuses to offer scarcity in my next episode. So episode number 79 is going to talk about which bonuses you offer when you're creating a promotion and how to turn those bonuses into getting people to take action quickly. So we'll talk about bonuses in the next episode, but for the sake of upsells, more content is not a good upsell. So I just want to make that distinction really important. You don't want to sell them another program as the upsell. Now, here's another great upsell opportunity to kind of counter that. Russell Brunson, he was selling a book, .com Secrets. Great book, highly recommend it. I bought the book on his website, and then after I paid for it, I saw an upsell. And the upsell was, hey, do you want the audiobook of this? I'm going to deliver the physical book to you. It's on its way. You're good to go. But do you want to start listening to the book right now? You can buy the audio version. And to tell you the truth, I cannot remember for the life of me if it was more expensive than the book or less. I feel like it was more. So if the book, actually, now that I think about it, the book might have been free. He was doing a special promotion in the upsell. And forgive me, I doubt Russell listens to this podcast, but if he does and I got this wrong, forgive me. But I feel like the upsell was like around $30 for the audiobook. Again, I could be wrong. Kills me not to have those details, but I can't go through the process again because I couldn't find it. So just to let you know, let's not worry about pricing yet. We'll talk about that in the next section. But for the case of this example I wanted to give you, offering an audio version of the book you just sold them is a perfect upsell. It makes it easier for them to get through your material faster. See how that works? So I thought that was a perfect example. One more thing to think about. There might not always be a clear pain point you can solve with an upsell. My situation was pretty easy. I knew where I could help them out and get them quicker results and make it easy for them. But another upsell idea, something I'm kind of playing with for my next program, is to offer one-on-one coaching or some kind of consulting session as your upsell. Now, this is going to be probably at a higher price point, and we'll talk about price points next, but offering your services or your support as an upsell could be really valuable. Now, I would only do this if you have a good relationship with your buyers, meaning you're not brand new on the scene. They know of you. They've likely been following you. They're really excited about your program, and they'd love to work with you one-on-one. So this is something you might want to try because a lot of people are always asking for one-on-one support and very few people offer it. So if you're offering an online training program, an upsell could be you have 10 spots for a 3-pack training program. They get 30 minutes with you for the next 3 weeks. It's $1,000. I'm making this stuff up. It's $1,000. And when it's gone, it's gone. Not only is that a great upsell, it's great scarcity as well. So again, I want you to get my download to see how I talked about the upsell, because you've got to give them just enough information so they really understand what it is. So if you go to amyporterfield.com/78download, you can see the first page of my upsell, the 297 slide deck template, just to see how I initially introduced it to them on a web page. Because as a coaching program, they need to really understand what they're getting. You don't want to be too wordy or too lengthy, but you do want to give them just enough. So a one-on-one coaching program, you might need to give them a little bit more information than I did in that example that you can get as a download. Okay, so I just wanted to give you some ideas in terms of what to offer as an upsell. It's very different than a bonus. Next week, we'll be talking about bonuses and scarcity and really ramping up your promo with offering more, but not offering too much that it overwhelms your audience. That's next week in episode 79. Let's move on to the next section. So we already talked about what to offer as an upsell. The next thing is, how do you price your upsell? Now, pricing is something that you want to experiment with. I actually don't think there's a right or wrong here, because I've seen it done in many different ways. As I mentioned, I'm not an expert at upsells, but I do now know what's worked for my business, and I've seen enough upsells to know how some of the top marketers are using them as well. So the first thing you want to be aware of is what people just paid for your program. Meaning, if they only paid $97 for your program, making a jump to $1,000 for a coaching session might be tough. But that's why I wanted you to create some scarcity around it. You only need 10 people to take you up on a $1,000 coaching package in order to feel really, really successful. At least most of us would feel that way. So if you only need to fill 10 spots, making that jump from, let's say, a $97 program they just bought to a $1,000 coaching could be doable. But I do think it's a tougher sell. So what I like to do, as you saw, was just jump a little bit. Now, you may be wondering, do you start high first, or do you ramp up to something higher? Again, something you need to experiment with. So as you've seen from my examples, I have a product. I want to remind you what it looked like. So either people paid $97 or they paid $997. So they took me up on the 12 pay offer for the first installment and $97, and then 11 installments to follow each month, or they took the full pay of $997. So let's say somebody took the 12 pay. They just paid $97, and now I offered them a $397 template pack. So that was really manageable. I didn't jump too high, but it wasn't really low either. It was extremely valuable, so it was worth the $397. Now, 56% of those that took my 12 pay offer also took the upsell, 56%. So that's pretty good, right? Here's something to think about. 80% of the people that took my full pay took the upsell offer. So when we're looking at percentages, more people bought my upsell if they paid full price. Interesting, right? Usually, and I'm just speculating here, but when someone pays full price for a program, they tend to have a little bit more money in the bank and in their budget in order to buy training programs. So if they already had the $997, taking the upsell probably wasn't a huge stretch. That, you know, they're feeling good about their cash at that moment. Their budget allows it. But for those that take the 12 pay, not everyone, but most people that take the 12 pay, they might have a little bit of a tighter budget. They think, I don't want to part with all that cash just now. Let's make it a little easier. So because of that, because maybe their budget's a little bit tighter, less of those people took me up on the upsell. And any one of those upsells, all three of them, more people passed on it if they took the 12 pay versus if they took the one pay. Now, I have to say, here's something to think about. 4 times as many people took the 12 pay than they did the full pay. So that 12 pay was a lot more popular with my audience. But as you can see, if more people had taken the full pay, more people would have taken the upsell. It's just something to think about in terms of behaviors and how that works. And this is very, very personal to my own audience. So you've got to experiment. But look at it this way. We made a lot more revenue because we showed that offer to all of my 12 pay members. Meaning, if we never showed the upsell offer to the 12 pay, We would have made a whole lot less with that. It became a numbers game. So I want to reiterate that, and then I'll get off this topic. But more of the full pay people, percentage-wise, took us up on the upsell. But because so many more 12 pays bought my program, that meant so many more people actually saw the upsell, which generated more revenue for us. So just kind of wanted to throw that out, and I hope I'm not confusing all of you. So that's how it looked for me. But to sum up the principle here of how to price your upsell, I don't actually have a right or wrong answer for you. What I want you to think about is the initial offer and what your members are getting with that. From there, what is the perfect upsell offer that will make their experience easier or faster or more enjoyable? From there, ask yourself, how much would that be worth for them? Meaning, how much would your members pay for that type of upsell? So it's really individual. You've got to think about what works best for you. In my case, I started higher at $397, broke it up into a two-pay if they didn't take us up on that offer, broke it up into a lighter version. So I went higher to lower. You might want to go lower to higher, meaning if they took you up on a $37 upsell, you might want to offer one more thing at a higher price. I don't particularly like that strategy. I don't like offering more, more, more after they bought. I just wanted to offer them one thing after they bought and give them a few options in terms of how to pay for it. So that's how I went about it. Now, the third thing we're going to talk about is the flow of the upsell process. If you've been following me for a while, then you already know that I truly do care about the members that join my program. And I really care about their experience when they become a new member for any of my programs. And so to me, user experience is the most important factor with your upsell process. Here's what I mean. You cannot trick people. You have to do this out of full integrity, and there's no shadiness that's allowed. So here's what I mean. I offered the upsell at $397. If someone declined that, I said, okay, to make it easier for you, I can do a two-pay. I didn't discount the price and said, okay, if $397 doesn't work for you, how about $297? Do you want this for $297? Because then they're thinking, wait a second, what if I didn't pass up on the first offer? I would have had to pay more. Like, you can't do weird pricing things like that. So $397, they passed on that. Okay, let me break that up into two pays. I didn't discount it anymore. I just said, we'll make it easier for you to pay for it. And then the third offer was, all right, let me give you a light version. I'm not going to give it all to you because we're going to discount the price. I'm going to take three of the templates out, only give you two, and that's $97. So for those that had a really tight budget and I knew they really wanted it, I gave them two versions, but that made their options less. You know, the five versions were the best templates I've ever had created, and it was a really, really good pack. But I thought, okay, to make it a little easier, here's your light version, but I'm taking some out because I would never discount just because you passed me up on the first two offers. You see what I'm saying? So you've got to change the offer if you're going to lower the price in your upsell sequence. Really, really important. So with the flow, you don't have to have all those pricing options. If you're brand new at this and you're thinking, oh, that's a lot, that feels overwhelming, I could have just offered the upsell at $397. If they passed, no worries. I took them to the thank you page and we were done. So I had the capacity and technology to allow me to offer these three phases of an upsell. And obviously it proved to be really successful. But if you don't have a team behind you to help you out, consider just one upsell. I think it makes a huge difference. If you already know, wow, if I offered this, it would enhance the experience to make it easier or faster, this is a no-brainer, then I really do think you've got to figure out how to offer an upsell. Now, there's a lot of technology out there that will help you do this. Two of my favorites are Samcart and Kajabi. And I'm going to link to both of them in my show notes, because other people that I've worked with have used both Samcart and the newest version of Kajabi in order to offer these upsells. So if you want to get some tools to help you do it, those are the two that I would recommend. However, I will say that we did this all custom. I am lucky enough to have access to a tech team. They're not all full-time. They're all contractors, but a tech team that had done this for other people before, and I use them regularly for all my promotions. So they were able to customize my entire upsell experience. More pricey for sure. It's trickier. I don't know all the technology by no means. And so if you have a really small team, one man show, one woman show, look at Samcart or the newest version of Kajabi. I've heard great things about them. Again, in my show notes at amyporterfield.com/78. And lastly, we're coming into the final stretch. If you want to see what the initial upsell offer page looked like in my last promotion, I've included it as the freebie for this episode. So to see it in action, go to amyporterfield.com/78download, and I'll send you a JPEG of the upsell page. You can see what images I used, how I explained it, all that good stuff. So to see the initial page of the upsell process, I've included it in a freebie. Thank you so very much for being here with me today. I have to tell you, I absolutely love these mini trainings. So if you love these mini trainings too, please give me some feedback. Tell me what more you want to learn about. You can put it in the comments underneath this episode. Give me some feedback where some areas that you're feeling like you're struggling and you want some more online marketing training in those areas. I would love to hear from you. And if you want to share this episode, you can go to amyporterfield.com/love and you can tweet about it to all your friends and your peers. I'd really appreciate the share as well. And finally, I want to thank our sponsor, 99designs. Now, you know, when you market online, it's really difficult to stand out from all of that online noise clutter. So how do you do it? Well, I think you do it through impeccable branding, and that includes your logo, your social media cover images, your website, and everything in between. At 99designs, you can get anything designed in just a week for a startup friendly price. So to give you a little something extra, when you go to 99designs.com/Amy, you'll get a $99 upgrade for free. That upgrade makes your design contest stand out from all the others and bumps you to the top of the list so more designers can see your contest. So make sure to check out 99designs.com/Amy. Thanks again for being here. I hope you have an amazing day. I can't wait till next week. So real quick, next week is all about how to add bonuses to your offer, how to add scarcity and urgency to get people to buy before a deadline. We're talking all about scarcity, urgency, bonuses in my next episode, which is 79. I will see you next week. Have a great week. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast at www.amyporterfield.com.